What do you call a pair of straps that a man wears over his shoulders to keep his pants up?
Suspenders.
What do you call gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of ham?
Well, some people call it red-eye gravy, but we, you know, just, you've heard that, haven't you? Is that about what you want, or you want another?
Yeah, that's fine.
See the Georgia bird up there, sitting right out there under the wheelman.
Oh, yeah, brown thrush?
We have a bunch of them around here.
They're big birds.
They lay all these trees, and they hatch in everywhere. Not everyone, but a lot of those bushes.
Uh-huh.
Mocking birds and all.
It's pretty. I like those birds.
Yeah. We have a picture in the room. All right, excuse me. Go ahead.
What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Razorback.
What do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes?
Well, some people call it ground itch.
What do people call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
And what do people call bad moonshine?
Oh, white lightning, I think.
Okay. For Christmas, a child might hope to get a lot of...
A child, did you say?
A child.
Or toys, or...
Now, this next part has to do with verb forms. And what we're interested in here is just the form that you would normally use. If we were talking about singing a song, you might ask me, has the song been
sung?
And the answer might be, yes, yesterday I
sang it.
If we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been
bought?
And the answer would be, yes, yesterday I
bought them.
If we were talking about eating apples, you might ask, have the apples been
eaten?
And the answer would be, yes, yesterday I
ate it.
If we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask, have you, what, your coffee?
Have you drunk your coffee?
And I might say, yes, a few minutes ago.
I drank it.
If we were talking about climbing trees, you might ask, has the tree ever been
climbed?
And the answer would be, yes, yesterday.
I climbed it.
If we were talking about doing work...
I remember that one. I won't tell that one.
Oh, come on, what?
When we were in about second or third grade, we had that, the question came up, the boy read his sentence off, and the teacher says, did anybody notice an error? I stuck up my head. What is it, Robert? He said he climbed the tree. He should have said he clumbed the tree. That one I still tell on myself. Clumbed the tree. You know, that must have, I had heard that, you know.
Uh-huh. Do people around here say clumb?
I had heard it,
uh-huh.
Definitely, you know.
Excuse
me now, go ahead. I hope I didn't hear.
If we were talking about doing some work, you might ask, has the work been...
finished or accomplished?
Doing.
Oh, doing. Has the work been done? Oh, I see. Excuse me.
Yes, yesterday they...
I did it.
If we were talking about dragging a stump out of a field, you might ask, has the stump been... Talking about dragging a stump out. Has the stump
been dragged out yet?
Okay. And the answer might be, yes, yesterday we...
I drug it out yesterday.
If we were talking about riding a horse, you might ask, has the horse ever been...
ridden.
Yes, yesterday someone...
rode him.
Come
on, old cowhand.
Huh?
Come on, old cowhand. Oh, yeah.
Are you really?
Oh, yes, I had it one time. I had about 200-300 head of cattle, and I've done a lot of riding. Oh,
good gracious. I used to love to ride. I have ridden for a good 10 years.
My wife used to ride.